USA Radio News.
Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm and making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians, who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced she'll seek re-election in this year's midterms. She addressed voters via Twitter.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi will turn 82 in March. A New York City police officer gravely wounded in a Harlem shooting that took his partner's life has died of his injuries. Officer Wilbert Mora was 27. Mora and Officer Jason Rivera were fatally wounded Friday after they were called to a Harlem apartment by a woman who needed help with her adult son. The gunman was identified as LaShawn McNeil. Police say he threw open a bedroom door and shot the officers as they walked down a narrow hall. A third officer shot McNeil, who died Monday. Nancy Pelosi, co-founder of her namesake pizza restaurants in Chicago, died Thursday at the age of 87. She and her husband created a stuffed pizza. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The President Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Unauthorized border crossings climbed 71% in Border Patrol's El Paso sector in the first quarter of fiscal 2022 compared to the same three-month period a year ago. In an article from the El Paso Times, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported just over 49,000 encounters in October through December in that sector. It includes West Texas and New Mexico. That's up from more than 28,000 in the first quarter of fiscal 2021. A study is in the books regarding COVID-19 and natural immunity.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021. Determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Sean Payton, coach for the New Orleans Saints, is retiring. Payton informed the team on Tuesday he's leaving his first and only NFL coaching job. The Saints won the NFL title in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.